All right, let's take a break for a little tech talk. One of the things that happened this week everybody's been writing about is that Google bought the online word processor Writely. I wrote about it yesterday, and it made a big splash in the blogosphere because people think, well, Google is trying to spend some of that money to compete with Microsoft. People are thinking, yeah, you know, Google's going to buy Writely, and they're going to have all these programs that are going to one day challenge Microsoft for, you know, desktop dominance as far as office productivity goes. And I wrote an article saying, you know, that's not going to happen, and here's why. Three reasons. One, corporate America doesn't care that much about free. Obviously, the smaller businesses do, but totally free is important for kids and people who are using things personally that they're paying for. But in corporate America, every computer you buy is going to have some sort of a word processing suite on there, whether it's Office or WordPerfect or OpenOffice or StarOffice, you name it. So, number one, corporate America is not that enamored with free. Number two, and this is more important, there's no way in the world that corporate America is going to start producing and storing their documentation on the internet. It's not going to happen because some IT person would have to talk some other person into it. And if there was a breach and all of a sudden all these confidential and proprietary documents get plastered all over the internet, many, many people are going to lose their job, and nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to take that risk. Granted, it might be inertia by risk aversion, which I talk about in my post this week, but it's not going to happen. For one thing, think about the confidentiality requirements that doctors and lawyers and bankers have to operate under. I mean, I'm a lawyer by day. It's my day job. And we are under very strict rules of confidentiality. So imagine the disaster that would befall us if we put all of our documents on the web. Either we create them there or we store them there, and all of a sudden somebody hacks in and pastes these documents all over the world. Now, as a computer geek, I understand that it's possible through all kinds of technical ways, encryption, that type of thing, to make this relatively safe. I understand that, but candidly, if you told me, hey, you can put all your documents up here on the web, I'd say, no, I can't do that because the risk reward is not there. Doesn't cost that much to buy word processing equipment. I don't have to pay for it. My law firm pays for it. And I can keep my stuff right there on my hard drive. And if somebody comes in there and robs it, it's not my fault. So I think the whole idea of corporate America moving toward these free Google-based office productivity applications is a non-starter. And the third reason, which, again, you might gloss over it in the article, but don't because it's important, is law firms and banks and big corporations have spent a ton of time and money teaching their people how to use whatever word processors they're using. I remember when we moved over from WordPerfect to Word, you would have thought we'd made our people start speaking Latin. They couldn't believe it, and they protested wildly, but it was inevitable. We had to do it. So it would take a lot to get everybody in the corporate world to then retrain their people to use some other program. Plus, as an aside, some of these programs don't play well with Word, and even if we were going to go online, which we're not, nobody else would. We wouldn't be all that compatible. So I think this whole deal is much ado about nothing. I think it may sting Microsoft a little bit because remember the deal that Google made with Dell a month or so ago where they paid Dell a bunch of stupid money so that Dell would install Google applications on new Dells. Well, I guarantee you this office productivity suite they seem to be putting together is going to be one of those applications that gets installed. And yeah, sure, some people will use it. I mean, I'd use it at home if I didn't have to work and I was just writing letters and whatnot. I'd probably use it, sure, because, I mean, cheap is good when it's your money, but cheap is not good when you're playing with confidential and proprietary documents. So I'm a firm believer that this whole Google taking over the office productivity suite business is a bunch of horse hockey. I don't think anybody really believes that, but it makes good copy, so people talk about it like they do. Anyhow, that's my take on the whole Google Office productivity application business. Let's get back to the music.